Fatih ha. Welcome to you. Welcome to you, Sukran. Terima kasih. Esselamu aleyküm. Ve rahmetullah ve berekatuh. I am asking from Allah Almighty, who He is only may be able to bring all of you here.
Suara mikrofon tolong diperkerap. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Sheikh Nazim memulai pembicaraan dengan bersyukur kepada Allah dan berdoa kepada Allah untuk memberikan keberkahan yang telah membawa kita semua kumpul di sini.
I am believing that you have been sent to be present here by your Lord Allah Almighty and to hear what He is going to grant to me to speak.
Anda semua dibimbing oleh Allah datang ke sini untuk mendengarkan apa yang Allah limpahkan kepada saya untuk saya sampaikan kepada anda semua.
It's not working? Huh? Why not opening? What they're doing? Huh? No, there is two. Yeah. So many technology on my chest.
Complex technology.
Okay. Huh. I don't like this. He likes. Because occupying my heart to control this. If this, I may speak, I don't care. I must take care for this. Working, not working, hearing, not hearing, saying open, saying close down, make it up. Yeah. And it is something in divinely presence just programmed for today to be here, who is attending in our majlis as Allah Almighty programmed, just happening.
Ya, bahwa anda semua datang di majlis ini, ini adalah program dari Tuhan semua.
I don't know how our brother he is preparing this interview or interface?
Huh? Interview.
Interface, interview. Three of them, I don't know which one.
Interview, maybe.
Huh? Yeah. Yes. How he prepared to ask and to answer, or leaving me what's coming to speak to you, without questioning.
Ya, saya tidak tahu apa yang dipersiapkan kawan-kawan di sini untuk acara hari ini. Apakah kita akan ada? Ya, apakah kita akan ada diskusi tanya jawab? Itu tidak dipersiapkan lebih dulu untuk saya, tapi saya akan menjawabnya.
And question. We are saying we have a traditional knowledge and saying as su'al nisful ilim. Who don't know can't ask. You must know something that you can be able to ask. Without knowing anything, you can't ask. If you are not knowing anything, if you are asking, you are not going to understand. Therefore, question must be after a knowledge that they have through their minds, then we may build on it.
Yeah. Di dalam tradisi keulamaan Islam, itu sebenarnya tidak ada kegiatan tanya jawab, karena biar saja apa yang datang dari Tuhan mengalir, dan setelah akhir selesai, bila ada yang masih kurang jelas baru dipertanyakan. Ini ada kaitannya jawaban beliau dengan interview saya di TVRI kemarin, ketika dimasukkan acara tanya jawab interaktif, beliau sempat agak tegang sedikit, agak terkejut. Kemudian Syekh Hisham menjelaskan bahwa dalam tradisi keulamaan Islam, terutama dalam dunia tasawuf, kalau seorang Syekh sedang berbicara, sesungguhnya dia sedang menerima limpahan dari langit, dan kita hanya mendengar saja, tidak diinterupsi dengan tanya jawab.
If I'm asking from this how it is working, and I don't know anything about such a things, what should be answer? I may say that this imprisoned in it jinn and is speaking to you. Hey. Yes, what we should say? Anything else? How I am going to begin to give an explanation on it? Easiest way to say this is something that some people now, they are hunting jinns from jungles, bringing and imprisoning it. When we are saying, they are shouting.
Saya pikir lebih baik saya tidak usah menerjemahkan, kan kawan-kawan mengerti ya. Karena insya Allah apa yang beliau bicarakan dari kolbu itu akan tembus ke kolbu kita semua. Lebih baik tidak usah saya terjemahkan supaya tidak menginterupsi.
People coming and asking me from tasawuf. On that point we are speaking. People, they have such an interest to know about what is tasawuf. What is tasawuf? From where I'm going to begin? Yes.
Orang banyak bertanya tentang tasawuf. Orang banyak tertarik tentang tasawuf. Dari mana kita harus mulai berbicara tentang tasawuf ini?
Tasawuf, that it is highest level of obedience, highest level for servanthood in divine presence. And people, they are not doing even lowest level of they are obligatory. How I am going to try to give them an explanation or description on the level, top level of Islam or tariqats?
Tasawuf adalah wilayah
paling tinggi dari ajaran Islam tentang kepatuhan, tentang ibadah, tentang perhambaan. Sedangkan manusia umumnya menginginkan menjalankan kewajiban pada level yang paling rendah, pelaksanaan keagamaan yang paling rendah. Bagaimana saya harus berbicara tentang sesuatu yang paling tinggi kepada orang yang menginginkan yang paling rendah?
I may give a ta'bir, explanation or ta'rif, description for a aeroplane when it is beginning to move on runway.
Saya akan mencoba mengangkat suatu perumpamaan yang akan memberikan penjelasan dan rincian tentang tasawuf.
Running on wheels,
yeah.
And moving. Yes. Moving with, they are saying ground speed, up to 300 kilometers per hour. I am saying this on these wheels running. If no wheels, this aeroplane can't move on the runway.
Perumpamaan yang saya angkat adalah pesawat terbang yang akan take off. Dia harus berlari dulu di runway dan membutuhkan roda untuk bergerak cepat. Kalau tidak ada roda untuk lari cepat di landasan pacu, maka bagaimana mungkin pesawat itu akan take off dan naik ke atas?
Is it true?
Yeah.
And I am saying this plane can't move if no wheels, can't run on the runway. Without wheels, can't run. And all of you saying yes. But at the end of runway, plane beginning to get up. And I'm saying no way for its wheels, how now running up, flying up. On earth, they are saying can't move without wheels. But what about on air? And taking quickly its wheels and closing and beginning to fly. How it can be? How it can be? Anyone can bring a description on it? Must be engineer of planes or physician or just mechanical engineer to give an explanation on it, and I don't think that mostly people can understand from this. So.
Ya, pada saat pesawat berlari kencang di landas pacu, jelas dibutuhkan roda. Tapi sekali pesawat lepas landas, pesawat tidak membutuhkan roda-roda itu lagi, dan roda-roda itu dilipat masuk ke dalam. Bagaimana menjelaskan bahwa saat di darat diperlukan roda?
Oh, Rashma. Don't move anyone. Look to me only.
Saat diberikan penjelasan, semua diam saja, jangan melakukan gerakan-gerakan karena mengganggu.
And when speed getting much more than the weight of plane beginning to carry it, that is a rule in mechanical rules that they are using. If it is not going to pass that speed more than the weight of plane, may fall down. And taking more speed, speed carrying without needing to be in need a wheels. And it is also a closed, veiled description. And I may say, take a stone from earth and throw it. That is stone flying or not?
Pesawat untuk bisa mendapatkan daya angkat yang kuat, dia harus berlari kencang di landas padu. Dan ketika kecepatan sudah cukup tinggi, mendapatkan kekuatan untuk menambah daya angkat, maka pesawat itu lepas landas dan roda tidak diperlukan lagi. Pesawat untuk bisa mengangkasa membutuhkan roda. Tetapi batu untuk bisa mengangkasa, saya ambil, saya lempar, batu mengangkasa tanpa membutuhkan roda.
That was a real principle to be able man to make such a instrument to give that speed continuously, as well as it is continual. That speed may fly even one stone. That's the first principle for making thinking man that we can do such a machine that we may give with engines a speed to make it to run, to fly with that power can be easy. From that principle, they reached what they reached now. Let's finish. Now, I am coming for tasawwuf. Tasawwuf, it is to make our souls to move with such a powerful gravity. That gravity only may be through love. Love of souls to heavens, as much as possible to be more and more, may take our heavy beings up and brings our heavy beings also through our souls to high stations, to seven stations of heavens. If you have such a divinely love, if you are drinking from that love, you may be able to take your real being, that it is from spiritual being and physical being. Your spiritual being should be much more powerful to carry your physical being also with him up.
Ya, sebuah sebuah metafor yang sangat indah sekali. Kalau batu kita ambil, kita lempar, maka batu langsung mengangkasa. Tapi pesawat terbang untuk mengangkasa, dia membutuhkan roda yang untuk digunakan berlari cepat di landas pacu dan lepas landas. Adalah kepentingan manusia, adalah keharusan manusia bagaimana menciptakan alat yang memudahkan pesawat itu lepas landas. Itulah tasawuf. Tasawuf adalah sebuah proses, sebuah teknologi bagaimana membuat ruh kita, jiwa kita lepas dari gaya gravitasi bumi ini sehingga ruh kita bisa terbang mengangkasa menuju langit.
In individually to everyone there are two mule. Mule means running towards. One, our spiritual being running in a way, and our physical being running in another arc. Our spiritual being running after heavenly love, because our souls world or homeland through heavens. Our souls coming from up, not coming from earth. But our physical being belongs to earth, coming from earth.
Tubuh biologis kita berasal dari tanah, dari bumi, dan cenderung untuk ke tanah. Tetapi ruh kita, jiwa kita berasal dari langit, dan sesungguhnya jiwa ada kecenderungan untuk menuju langit pula.
Our souls, their interest only to reach to their homeland, spiritual world. Alamul arwah. That is interest on our souls. Our souls, they are looking themselves that they are imprisoned. Therefore they are asking freedom. They are looking that they are seeing themselves as a bird in a cage, closed down. And they are asking that bird, flying this, flying that way, trying this way, trying that way, till an opening coming and quickly running up.
Tubuh biologis kita tercipta saat ibu kita mulai hamil. Tapi jauh sebelum itu, ruh kita sudah dicipta oleh Allah di langit. Maka turunnya ruh ke dalam tubuh di muka bumi ini adalah bentuk pemenjaraan bagi ruh. Dan sesungguhnya di dalam jiwa kita, di dalam ruh kita, selalu ada kerinduan terhadap alam arwah. Dan ruh selalu ingin untuk kembali ke alam arwah itu. Nah, sementara kita sedang dalam keadaan terpenjara oleh tubuh fisikal kita. Tapi sekali penjara tubuh fisik ini ada yang membukakan pintunya, maka ruh akan melesat naik ke atas menuju alam arwah.
Therefore our souls day by day looking when it is going to be opened, this cage for me to fly up.
Kerinduan terhadap alam arwah menyebabkan ruh kita sendiri menanti-nanti siapakah yang bisa membebaskan kita dari kungkungan alam materi ini.
That day, that is most happiest day for souls when they have been going to be free from cage.
Adalah saat yang sangat membahagiakan ketika ruh ini bisa lepas dari penjara tubuh biologis, tubuh material.
And most unhappiest day for our physical being that our souls living it.
Dan tapi saat itu juga adalah saat yang paling tidak membahagiakan bagi tubuh karena kehilangan ruh. bagi ruh saat yang membahagiakan, bagi tubuh saat yang tidak membahagiakan.
Therefore, commonly people or lowest standard people, they never like to die.
Itu sebabnya manusia-manusia dari tingkat rendah yang lebih terkondisikan, terpengaruh oleh tubuh biologisnya, selalu menginginkan yang rendah-rendah saja dan takut dengan lepasnya ruh. Padahal lepasnya ruh justru akan menuju pada kehidupan lain yang lebih tinggi.
Because they never understanding such a secret realities for their being and for their manifesting and for their missions.
Itu terjadi karena banyak manusia tidak mengerti hakikat dan tidak mengerti rahasia kehidupan hakiki yang ada di langit yang akan dijalani oleh ruhnya.
Therefore, our physical being, if it is cut it, hands, foot, feet, even taken eyes, nose, ears, some organs from through their bodies, yet asking, oh, I am living, I am happy living. That is the words of our physical being. Never asking, even going to be in a basket, but yet asking not to die. And their souls asking, oh, when coming, prisoner, to open my cage, to fly up to my homeland.
Kerinduan pada ruh untuk kembali kepada rumah asalnya. Kerinduan itu menyebabkan ruh sangat bahagia di saat-saat terjadi kematian. Inilah saatnya aku kembali. Tapi tidak demikian halnya dengan tubuh biologis yang akan ditinggalkan oleh ruh. Mereka seakan berusaha menahan kematian itu, menahan ruh untuk tidak keluar dari tubuh.
But it must be.
Padahal itu sesuatu yang pasti terjadi.
Finally it must be.
Akhirnya itu pasti terjadi pada setiap orang.
Because our physical being can't be able to keep its cells, its organs that belongs to him more than 127 years, then beginning to fall finishing.
Karena tubuh manusia tidak akan bisa menahan, tidak akan bisa memberikan suplai darah, memfungsikan organ-organ lebih dari ratusan tahun, maka kematian pasti terjadi.
And he must surrender to death.
Akhirnya manusia harus menyerah pada kematian.
Cage going to be broken.
Sangkar telah terpecahkan.
And from broken side, their souls reaching their freedom and quickly running up.
Sekali sangkar terpecah, terbukalah celah bagi jiwa, bagi ruh, untuk membumbung tinggi menuju asalnya.
Now, we are coming to tasawuf. What is his most importance for the life of man? Man, at the same time, it is woman. For men and women. But different creation. Men can't understand women 100%. what understanding, it is not a perfect understanding. Because if he is not a woman, can't understand 100% the identity of women.
Sekarang kita tiba pada pentingnya tasawuf. Laki-laki tidak bisa mengerti 100%, tidak bisa mengenal 100% perempuan. Begitu juga perempuan tidak bisa mengenal 100% laki-laki.
And women also can't understand the identity of men. Never. Man in its quality and in a special structure just granted to man, as well as a special structure just granted to woman. Therefore, woman is woman. And they understanding about themselves, and man is man, women can't understand man.
Masing-masing terbentuk dalam struktur yang berbeda, maka laki-laki hanya bisa mengerti aspek kelelakian, perempuan hanya mengerti dunia keperempuanan. Satu sama lain sulit untuk saling mengerti 100%.
That is in the view of outlooking, we are saying now, through our beings, our souls, you have a soul as a woman. We have a soul as a man. Very, very, very fine and very, very secret difference that only the Lord of heavens, the Lord of mankind, the Lord of children, O Adam, he knows. Soul of women and soul of men. Look to me. Yes.
Kalau kita sulit untuk saling mengerti struktur tubuh biologis kita, laki perempuan, bagaimana pula kita akan mengerti dimensi rohaniah atau jiwa kita, laki dan perempuan? Hanya Tuhan yang tahu rahasia laki dan rahasia jiwa perempuan.
And on female's souls, divinely appearance on them, it belongs from Jamalullah, from beauty oceans of Allah, that appearance just granted to women.
Pada jiwa atau ruh seorang perempuan, di dalamnya terkandung dimensi keindahan Allah. Jadi ada sifat-sifat keallahan, fitrah keallahan yang diturunkan pada perempuan.
It is not for man.
Dan sifat itu tidak diturunkan kepada laki-laki.
Therefore, man saying, I love you. I love you. Asking to cheat ladies. Because that is important. Jamal. due to oceans. One very small drop just granted to whole ladies on earth.
Sifat jamalullah, keindahan Allah itu hanya diteteskan sedikit saja ke dunia, maka menjelmalah menjadi kecantikan-kecantikan pada perempuan di muka bumi.
If they have been granted, as granted now, like a double, man finishing. They are going to lose their minds. They are going to forget dunya, working, banking, stock money.
Itu hanya tetesan kecil saja. Andai kata diberikan tetesan yang lain, maka apa yang akan terjadi jauh lebih hebat dari yang ada.
They should come and is sitting and looking to them only. Even not touching. They are finishing. Ladies finishing mankind. If that from that Allah granted only very, very, very small spot from endless beauty oceans for ladies, for mankind. If it is going to be once like that, double, you are finished. If coming three, you must die.
Samudra keindahan yang dimiliki Allah begitu luas, yang diturunkan hanya sebuah noktah kecil saja. Kalau saja itu didobelkan, maka kita akan mengalami kesulitan.
That is a grant from Allah Almighty to them, to ladies, as well as to men. That feeding ourselves, Allah Almighty, for His divinely love through ladies creating, through their creating, coming love to our hearts. If they not in existence, we are like woods, dry timbers. Yes.
I can get it.
Huh?
I can get it. I can catch it.
You can't understand?
I can understand.
Huh?
Yeah.
I am saying, if they have granted from divinely love through that beauty, that they may only through their ladies love running to men's heart.
Nah, keindahan dari Tuhan diturunkan kepada perempuan untuk masuk ke dalam hati sanubari laki-laki.
Therefore, it is one of most important point that we are saying for the honor of female, for women, for ladies, that if they are not in existence, men, they never going to understand love, that carrying that love them to divinely love.
Ada hukum langit, ada sifat ketuhanan yang diturunkan melalui perempuan dan kemudian difahami oleh laki-laki. Kalaulah tidak ada perempuan, maka laki-laki tidak bisa memahami salah satu hukum langit itu. atau sifat ketuhanan yang indah itu.
If no women, paradise also is nothing. Paradise,
yeah.
Without ladies, it is not paradise.
Kalau tidak ada perempuan, bahkan surga pun bukanlah surga.
The love streams through paradise, running through holy line and ladies. Run, love streams through paradise, running from them, from ladies.
Cahaya hukum Tuhan itu memancar lewat sorga dan lewat perempuan.
If I am speaking for the honor for that Allah granted to them, they should say, they are so high. Yes, I'm saying yes, that is true.
Kalau saya berbicara tentang kemuliaan yang Tuhan limpahkan kepada perempuan, maka para perempuan itu pun merasa senang.
Therefore, they are bringing babies.
Itu sebab
ladies bringing babies, because that love making them to be able to carry such a heavy burden.
Ya, perempuan mendapatkan karunia cinta dari Tuhan, dan dari perempuan itulah kemudian terlahirkan bayi.
Therefore, Allah Almighty ordering for young people to marry. And if they are not marrying, they are not tasting taste of faith.
Ya, Tuhan memerintahkan orang untuk menikah, untuk kawin, untuk mendapatkan karunia cinta dari Tuhan.
Because our Jannah, our paradise here, our ladies.
Karena surga dunia adalah perempuan.
And in paradise, also our paradise with our ladies.
Dan di surga yang hakiki pun, surga itu menjadi surga dengan adanya perempuan.
That is very, very, very important and very thin secret that granted to you from Allah Almighty through their souls, through souls of ladies. And men, they have been granted from Allah Almighty's Jalali Sifat. That from his endless, they are mazahir, mazhar. They are reflexment of Allah Almighty's power and perfection. Men, they are reaching from Allah Almighty Jalal. That means his endless greatness and power and glory. From that divine attribute Allah granted to man.
Allah melimpahkan cinta dan keindahan melalui perempuan, melalui jiwa perempuan. Dan Allah melimpahkan kekuatan, melimpahkan ketangguhan, melimpahkan keperkasaan melalui laki-laki.
They are looking themselves, women, They are feeling themselves in a weakness.
Melihat ketangguhan yang ada pada laki-laki, perempuan menyadari ada kelemahan.
Weakness and helpless.
Ada rasa kelemahan dan ketidakberdayaan.
And their feelings asking someone to embrace them, to make them under their protection.
Ada rasa butuh mendapatkan perlindungan dari yang memiliki tubuh lebih kuat.
When men's hearts running to them with love, to women, women's hearts asking such a powerful shelter for them, they like to find a powerful and glorious being to run to them, to reach to them.
Ketika laki-laki mendatangi perempuan, perempuan menerimanya karena perempuan membutuhkan adanya kekuatan, keperkasaan.
Therefore, ladies' hearts also running to men.
Maka hati perempuan pun, jiwa perempuan ada kecenderungan terhadap laki-laki.
And coming a perfection for men and women from a couple just growing and appearing the most high ultimate glory, ultimate beauty, ultimate power, O Allah Almighty, just coming to be seen with that couple, men and women.
Menyatunya laki dan perempuan dalam pasangan-pasangan adalah refleksi dari kemuliaan, keagungan Allah, refleksi dari cinta dan keindahan yang dimiliki oleh Allah.
No one can giving such a description for men and women. No one up to date giving such a honor to women and men and for their missions.
Ya, tak seorang pun bisa memberikan karunia-karunia mulia seperti itu pada laki-laki dan perempuan.
And we are now bringing them on same level through divinely appearance on both sides with his beauty attribute oceans and with his power and endless ability oceans and perfection oceans. They are bringing them together on same level, but this is on the right hand and this is a left hand. Both of them, they are hands, but you can't say this is similar this or this similar that.
Kehadiran Allah atau eksistensi Tuhan tercermin pada kehadiran manusia berupa laki-laki dan perempuan. Perempuan merefleksikan cinta dan keindahan yang dimiliki oleh Allah. Laki-laki mencerminkan kekuatan dan keagungan yang dimiliki oleh Allah.
Now, just I did from from my headquarters, what they are giving to me, I gave to you an introduction.
Itulah yang saya dapatkan dari, ya, beliau sebut dari markas besar saya.
As a architect, when he is asking to build a new building, first of all, making earth, preparing earth for that building, making foundations, making everything on earth, then when he is happy that this foundation can carry what you are putting on it, he is going to begin.
Bagaikan seorang arsitek yang harus menyiapkan fondasi, melakukan penyiapan untuk pembangunan gedung-gedung, maka kalau pemilik yang memberikan perintah itu senang, maka arsitek itu pun senang.
And that is, we are asking to give you about tasawuf. About tasawuf that must be well known. And both of them just invited to divine presence.
Syekh Nazim menjelaskan dapat beliau adalah yang diutus dari langit, dari markas besarnya, untuk menjelaskan tasawuf, karena sesungguhnya setiap orang diundang untuk menuju tasawuf.
You saying like right hand, if it is going to be here also like this, it is so ugly. If we are saying we must have equal organs, two hands must be similar to each other. If not, we are not saying there is equality. It is a wrong idea, because if you are putting same shape, form of right hand through left hand, it is going to be a very ugly appearance.
Bagaikan kedua tangan, tangan kanan dan tangan kiri, maka keberadaan laki dan perempuan haruslah dalam porsi, dalam ukuran yang sebanding. Sebab kalau tidak sama, tidak sebanding, maka kita akan memiliki bentuk yang jelek.
Therefore, children of Adam, through their creation, looks to each other, but some difference must be there. Yes, they have what we have through our physical body, on our face inside. Then deeply inside, it is going to be changed.
Sejak diturunkannya Adam, kita memiliki tubuh yang relatif sama, tetapi di dalamnya itu mengalami perubahan-perubahan. Apa yang ada di dalam mengalami perubahan-perubahan besar.
Now, anyone from men and women, or from women and men, to make them happy, to say women and men or women, who asking to reach fountains of divinely love, to reach and to drink and to be forever alive once to reach eternity, we must look ways for reaching to road of eternity.
Laki dan perempuan menginginkan kebahagiaan, mendambakan cinta dari Tuhan untuk merasakan kebahagiaan yang abadi.
That is the meaning of tasawuf. It is to prepare. It is a preparation for whole children of Adam for reaching to divinely invitation in his divinely presence. That is only the meaning of tasawuf. It is a preparation for men and women to reach to divinely presence.
Itulah fungsi tasawuf untuk menyiapkan manusia, laki maupun perempuan, untuk mencapai keridaan Tuhan, untuk mencapai apa yang ada di langit. Function of tasawuf.
Yeah, function of tasawuf. A preparation for divinely invitation. Because Allah Almighty is saying, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah Almighty inviting His servants to Dar al-Salam in His divinely presence.
Allah mengundang manusia untuk menuju Darussalam. Maka fungsi tasawuf adalah menyiapkan manusia untuk memenuhi undangan itu.
You know that if a person asking to go to mosque must be clean.
Must be
clean. Ablution.
Kalau seseorang hendak pergi ke masjid, maka orang itu harus dalam keadaan suci.
That is for our physical being to be clean for entering mosque, because we are coming for a praying to Allah, and we are in need that cleanliness.
Ketika tubuh kita akan masuk ke masjid, tubuh kita harus dalam keadaan bersih dan suci.
Then, for divinely presence, Darussalam is in divinely presence for Allah.
Maka untuk hadir di hadapan Allah, untuk mencapai Darussalam, kita juga membutuhkan kebersihan itu.
Astaghfirullah. Ya ayyuhal muzammiru, kum fa'anzir. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ.
Itulah yang dimaksud oleh Allah dalam ayatnya, wahai orang-orang yang berselimut, bangunlah dan berikanlah peringatan.
Thiyab means your dressings.
Dan bersihkan pakaianmu.
That your dressing on your physical body. You must be clean with your dressings.
Kamu harus memakai pakaian yang bersih untuk menjumpai Allah.
And for your souls,
untuk menjumpai Allah.
And for your souls, dress for yourselves our physical body.
Pakaian dari untuk jiwamu adalah tubuhmu.
Our dressings in need cleanliness, and our physical body, that it is a dress for our souls that needs purification.
Maka untuk mendapat menghadap Allah, memenuhi undangan Allah ke Darussalam, kita pun membutuhkan pensucian atau pemurnian.
That purification, the meaning of tasawwuf. Who asking that purification for his soul? Soul is pure, but the dress of our souls, our physical being, and our physical being needs a purification.
Untuk mencapai Darussalam, mencapai kehadirat Allah, maka jiwa membutuhkan pemurnian, pembersihan. Begitu juga pakaian jiwa, yaitu tubuh.
And for that purification, you need some ways.
Dan untuk melakukan pembersihan itu, kita membutuhkan cara-cara tertentu.
To make your physical being pure.
Untuk membuat tubuh fisik kita bersih, menjadi murni, kita pun membutuhkan cara.
Only a little bit I am speaking and finishing because people are getting tired.
Hanya sedikit Arifin. Saya berbicara, tapi orang sudah merasa letih semua.
What is our body's purification?
Apa itu pembersihan terhadap tubuh?
Our physical body, it has endless desires.
Tubuh kita memiliki hawa nafsu yang tidak berujung.
Unlimited,
yang tidak terbatas,
desires. Asking so many things.
Yang menuntut banyak hal.
Purification, it is to stop it. No more to ask for himself that egoistic or physical desires.
Maka pensucian tubuh adalah bagaimana menghentikan dorongan-dorongan hawa nafsu yang tidak berbatas itu.
Therefore, Allah Almighty making halal and haram.
Dan itu sebabnya pula Allah membuat ketentuan tentang mana halal dan mana haram, untuk bisa membatasi keinginan-keinginan hawa nafsu.
And to put halal and haram, it means to put a discipline.
Pengaturan halal dan haram itu sama dengan pengaturan pembentukan disiplin.
But people, they never like to be under discipline.
Tetapi manusia cenderung tidak suka pada disiplin.
Therefore, non-Muslims fighting Muslims.
Itu sebabnya non-Muslim berperang dengan Muslim.
Because they haven't any discipline now. Christians, no discipline for them. Making everything halal for them.
Karena banyak non-Muslim yang tidak memiliki, tidak taat pada disiplin dari Tuhan.
Modern people, they never accepting to be under a discipline.
Banyak manusia modern mengabaikan disiplin.
Therefore they are fighting, non-Muslims fighting against Islam. Why? Because Islam bringing a discipline.
Mengapa kafir banyak memusuhi Islam? Karena Islam memperkenalkan disiplin hidup dari Tuhan.
Why Abu Jahil fighting to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Kenapa Abu Jahal memerangi Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Because Prophet giving a discipline to him and his ego saying, no, I never accepting discipline.
Karena Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam membawa disiplin hidup, pengaturan hidup dari Tuhan, dan Abu Jahal tidak menginginkannya.
Till his ego carrying him to the well of Badr to be killed, worst killing.
Sampai kemudian egonya, hawa nafsunya membawanya ke Badar dan kemudian terbunuh dalam keadaan jelek.
And in Islam, more discipline through tariqats.
Dan dalam Islam, disiplin-disiplin pengaturan hidup itu lebih nampak pada tariqah.
Therefore, most of the people, they are not happy with a strict discipline.
Banyak orang yang tidak suka pada disiplin yang ketat.
Strict discipline in tasawuf.
Disiplin yang ketat ada pada tasawuf.
Therefore, they are asking to save themselves from responsibility. They are saying, no tasawuf in Islam.
Tetapi sebagian orang juga mengatakan tasawuf itu bukan dari Islam.
That is their ego sound.
Itulah suara hawa nafsu.
No value.
Tak ada nilainya.
Yes. Discipline and azimat discipline in Islam. It is tasawuf. Who accepting, welcome. Who not accepting, may go. Everyone, they give their decisions, their judgments on themselves here and hereafter.
Peraturan-peraturan disiplin dalam Islam nampak pada tasawuf. Orang yang tidak menyukai tasawuf sama juga tidak menyukai disiplin.
They are not running after people come to tarikat, no.
Saya tidak datang ke sini untuk menarik-narik orang kepada tarekat.
But you are saying, oh, we are like to reach heavens. We are asking you to follow a discipline.
Karena yang terpenting bukan masuk tarekatnya, tetapi bagaimana mengikuti disiplin dari Tuhan.
A water may run 5 meters. Water running, but if it is a weak river, no, you can't do with that anything.
Pardon?
River,
yeah.
Maybe 10 meters in a arc, going to be 4 or 5 fingers high, running. But it can't do anything. But if you are collecting that 5 meter water in an arc, 1 meter, and sending on a mill, becoming to turn it. That means discipline. Discipline giving power. Without discipline, no power. That is a example.
Seperti yang beliau menyimpulkan dalam bentuk air yang mengalir di sungai, maka discipline memberikan power. Tanpa ada power, tanpa discipline.
In our countries, so much rivers, so many rivers, but in our countries, always very little raining and very small arcs running. If you are living in a white wali Turan, you can't take any benefit. But people, they are collecting water, collecting and making a hole. From that hole, coming with powder and turning stones of meal and grounding wheat, becoming flour. You understand?
Aliran-aliran di Indonesia banyak sungai, tapi di negeri saya hanya ada sedikit air yang tertadah dari hujan. Nah, kalau orang bisa mengumpulkan air itu dan dibentuknya menjadi aliran-aliran besar, maka bisa digunakan untuk menggiling gandum menggunakan apa itu roda yang di sungai itu.
There to grow. And if you like to reach high levels of heavens, you must keep a discipline.
Jika kita ingin mencapai level kehidupan yang lebih tinggi, maka kita harus menggunakan disiplin.
I was riding through Uzbekistan, a plane, what is it, Volontar?
Propeller.
Yeah. And it was beginning to turn, but not carrying up. He's giving most power, that means much more discipline giving to these engines and becoming get up. For everything, Allah Almighty putting a balance.
Pada segala sesuatu, Tuhan menempatkan keseimbangan. Dan ketika saya dari Uzbekistan, saya naik pesawat terbang, pesawat itu bisa terangkat, mendapatkan keseimbangan di langit karena adanya propeller, karena adanya baling-baling yang berputar. Dan berputarnya baling-baling itu pun dengan kedisiplinan.
Therefore, don't listen to those people that they haven't granted an understanding about Islam and its missions. You must not be cheated by those people whom they are denying tasawwuf, that they are all misunderstanding the mission of Islam.
Jangan terkecoh oleh orang yang tidak memahami Islam dan menyepelekan tasawuf.
And it is free to make yourself to be prepared, being a pure soul person, to reach to divine presence or not.
Ada kebebasan pada kita. Apakah kita mau menggunakan disiplin itu, membangun kekuatan untuk mencapai keridhaan ilahi atau tidak?
And who is interested in tasawuf and to reach high stations may ask to me.
Dan orang yang tertarik pada tasawuf untuk mendapatkan ketinggian, mencapai level yang lebih tinggi itu, bisa memintanya kepada saya.
I am authorized person for that purpose.
Saya orang yang memiliki kewenangan untuk memberikan pencapaian ke tingkat yang lebih tinggi itu.
If you don't like and not interesting, don't speak on tasawuf.
Tapi kalau kamu tidak Anda tidak tertarik pada tasawuf, maka
no. Live your life.
Maka tinggalkanlah tasawuf.
There is some people living life of animals.
tinggalkanlah tasawuf, tinggalkanlah disiplin keislaman dan hidup seperti binatang.
Their interest only to eat and drink and to dress and to enjoy their egos.
Binatang hanya suka seks, makan, minum dan kesenangan-kesenangan jasmania.
That is the level of animal world.
Itulah yang tergambar pada dunia binatang.
But who asking for his soul, it is another way.
Tapi yang tertarik pada kesucian jiwa, ada jalan lain.
Who asking to reach to heavenly beings, angels' worlds, they should be so happy.
Orang yang menginginkan kesucian hidup, ketinggian hidup, mendapatkan kehidupan dunia malaikat, maka hendaknya menempuh jalan tasawuf.
It should be so happy if a person may put her foot or his foot on clouds, and like butterfly, he may move everywhere up and down.
Akan mendapatkan kebahagiaan dengan menempuh jalan tasawuf, mencapai ketinggian hidup seperti kupu-kupu yang terbang bebas menuju ke langit.
He should be or she should be so happy to hear beautiful music of angels through heavens when they are glorifying their Lord.
Orang yang bertasawuf akan sangat bahagia mendengarkan musik suara-suara malaikat dari langit.
He should be so happy, or she should be so happy, to look behind veils that it is just for us in veil, behind, beyond veils of our material being. He should be, or he should be so happy to look the appearances of beauty, oceans, and lights from Allah Almighty.
Orang yang bertasawuf akan sangat bahagia karena bisa melihat jauh, menembus tirai-tirai materialis, tirai-tirai kebendaan. Dia akan bisa melihat apa yang ada di balik alam fisikal ini. Dia akan bisa melihat lautan samudra kebahagiaan, samudra cinta dari Allah.
It is not cheap.
Namun ini semua tidaklah murah.
You must pay.
Anda semua harus membayarnya.
You must pay. What is payment?
Apa bayarannya?
You must give your ego.
Kamu harus menyerahkan egomu.
Because the heaviest thing on earth never leaving you to get up.
Karena ego sesuatu yang paling berat yang menghalangi Anda untuk terbang ke atas.
And you are going to take it away, then you should be free to go up.
Sekali Anda berhasil memotong ego Anda, maka Anda akan terbebas dari gravitasi ego dan terbang ke langit menuju keridhaan Tuhan.
Allah, 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 Allah. Sultan, come to his eternal kingdom, and his kingdom through his eternity, his sultanate, never-ending sultanate, his eternity, never-ending. and he is eternal Sultan. Come to him. Don't be for dunya, but try to be for him, Almighty Allah.
Senapak datang di kerajaan abadi, dan di kerajaan abadi hanya dialah raja yang abadi. Jangan terpaku pada kerajaan dunia.
Allahumma zid habibaka izzan wa sharafa. We are praying for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was teaching his ummah the ways to road of eternity.
Ya, kita berdoa untuk Rasulullah yang telah mengajarkan jalan untuk mencapai kehidupan abadi.
And we are saying, Allahumma zidhu izzan wa sharafa, wa nuran wa surura, wa ridwanan wa sultana, bi hurmati al-Fatiha.
Do you want to finish now? Any question, Nashaw?
If any no-mind person to ask question after this, that means never understanding. 1.5 hours I am saying, it is enough for understanding. If no mind people, 70 questions, he don't think that he is going to understand, making me to be tired more.
Sudah bicara 1.5 jam. Kalau masih ada juga yang bertanya, berarti memang tidak punya pikiran untuk bisa memahami apa yang sudah saya uraikan tadi.
But it is first lesson. Second meeting, they may understand more than this. Third time, they are improving. I can do them to improve for understanding. Therefore, no need to ask. Second time coming.
Kalau mau datang pada pelajaran kedua, maka akan ada tambahan, dan pelajaran berikutnya berarti penyempurnaan. Tidak perlu ada pertanyaan.
Drink, Professor, now.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we shall pray, and everyone free. Allah, Allah.
Sekarang kesempatan bebas untuk setiap orang yang mau pulang, yang mau bersiap untuk salat asar di
masjid. Hey, untuk.
Masya Allah. Kamu
shield
microphone
Jadi, apa yang saya nak?